This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is approaching a record for the number of new daily coronavirus cases and the latest ominous sign of the disease's grip on the nation. The surge's impact is being felt in every section of the country. Among the latest developments is a lockdown in the Sioux Tribes Reservation in South Dakota and a plea by a Florida health official for a halt to children's birthday parties. There's an increasingly desperate situation at a hospital in northern Idaho, which is running out of space for patients and considering airlifts to Portland, Oregon, or Seattle. The surge in Idaho mirrors a similar spike in Europe, which is happening in the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the Armenian foreign minister to the U.S. State Department Friday. This is amid efforts to end fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Pompeo earlier met with the Azeri foreign minister. The collapse of two Russia-brokered ceasefires has dismissed the undimmed hopes of a quick end to fighting that broke out on September 27th. Over Nagorno-Karabakh, a breakaway territory which is within Azerbaijan but is controlled by ethnic Armenians. World powers want to prevent a wider war that draws in Turkey, which has voiced strong support for Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia. And Nigeria's president says 51 civilians have been killed in unrest following days of peaceful protest over police abuses. He blames hooliganism for the violence while asserting the security forces have used extreme restraint. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Joe Biden's perceived misstep on the oil has given Republicans an opening that they've been long looking for.
President Trump's been struggling to find a consistent line of attack, and Republicans have done everything from questioning Biden's stamina to going after his adult son. GOP strategists, though, think the most effective attacks focus on Biden's liberal policies, and Trump allies wasted no time in running new attack ads about Biden's inconsistent statements on energy.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. A top advisor to U.S. President Trump says that a key second-term priority on immigration, if the president is reelected, would be using agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. Stephen Miller, a key architect of Mr. Trump's immigration policy, tells the Associated Press that the agreements would help stop asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale, like many of Mr. Trump's policies that have dramatically transformed the U.S. immigration system. The bilateral agreements are being challenged in court. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says that he is concerned about reports that the prime minister is seeking the declaration of state of emergency to fight the coronavirus as an excuse to suspend parliament so he can stymie bids to oust his government. Local media has reported that the prime minister is seeking an emergency declaration to focus on battling a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then held an audience with the king. NASA's attempt to collect dust from the asteroid Bennu may have been so successful that they jammed the door open. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
A NASA spacecraft that sucked up rubble from the surface of an asteroid on Tuesday grabbed so much material that the sample container on the end of the robot arm got stuck. Particles are drifting away in space. Suspecting the mylar flap that forms the collector's lid is wedged open by larger rocks, the team is focusing on stowing the sample in a return capsule where any loose material can be kept safe during the journey back home. OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. The plan is to bring back carbon-rich material that could help scientists better understand how the planets were formed and how life originated on Earth. The spacecraft's due to leave the vicinity of the asteroid in March and return to Earth in 2023. I'm Jennifer King.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.